First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Poor, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're going to talk about this survey done by Virtuoso, who is a luxury, high-end clientele organizations. So maybe some of these numbers might be skewed a bit, but overall, I think that I found them quite interesting, especially the seasonality shifts. What did you find that was interesting?
Well, first of all, Virtuoso, I've had the pleasure of working under their consortium, and they do represent luxury products and are very focused on giving the best to clients through their travel advisors. So yes, according to this survey, they travelers are choosing to steer clear of the crowd. 76% of their advisors reported their clients are adopting off-season travel more regularly, primarily to avoid crowds and lines, and in some case, costs too. Because if you're going somewhere that's not hugely thought of as a destination during those times, you might take advantage of that. And they're also willing to explore alternative, less tourist destinations, all to combat over-tourism. And, you know, more than 13% were combining both methods. So something to think about and something that definitely travelers are thinking about.
Well, I would be in that category, staying away from the crowds and the lines and just being off, you know, going off season where it's just not as hectic. And it is a little bit cheaper, at least for now anyways, until people start, you know, traveling more in the off season, and it kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Right. And costs are rising. You know, you might hear a traveler say, oh, I'll just wait a bit to see if the cost comes down. Or are they going to get a seat sale? Likelihood, you're not, because cost will just go up. If you know your dates and you know when you want to go, go.
Yeah. Like, just lock them in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Another interesting find was cultural appetite. I'm in this category too. I think it's more interesting to find local crafts, performing arts, those types of things, especially the historic landmarks, me being a bit of a history buff. So I find those things very interesting.
Yes, and I think many people do. I certainly experienced this during my winter stay in Mexico, the opportunity to kind of interact with the locals, learn through different programs, you know, going on various tours. Supporting local is hugely important, and supporting small business. So when you look for crafts or performing arts, as well as aiding in the conservation efforts for historic landmarks and sites, because you never know where something may happen, whether it's political or weather-wise, that may take away something that we've enjoyed for many, many years. And so that it extends to cultural experiences as well. So in hotels and restaurants that prioritize sustainable food offerings, as well as preferring local eateries over chains, and seeking ingredients with low environmental impact, which people kind of know as farm to table. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, plant-based menus. So looking at an emerging shift towards eco-friendly dining preferences.
Yeah, I found this to be when we were in Loreto a few weeks back in Mexico, that, yeah, a lot of the restaurants and the hotels have sustainable foods and local foods, and they support the local farmers. And you can tell because it's so fresh.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I have enjoyed is just the fresh fruit, the fresh vegetables, the seafood that you are able to enjoy. So it does make a difference when you taste the pineapple grown here versus the pineapple purchased home.
Exactly. Now, another thing that they brought up on this survey with Virtuoso was amplified by AI. What do they mean by that?
Well, they think that artificial intelligence will play a role in the future of sustainable tourism. And, you know, I guess, like I'm learning more and more about AI, but I haven't fully embraced the full potential of it. So what they're saying is that AI holds this potential to enhance and promote sustainable travel by crafting tailored itineraries, providing eco-conscious recommendations, and analyzing data to monitor and address environmental issues. So all good factors to consider when you're creating your vacation. And also, you know, as I mentioned, you just have to, it's all new to us, but there is some concern regarding AI's influence on meaningful human interaction and the reliability of AI-derived information. But it won't replace the need for trusted, well-traveled or traveled advisors and genuine relationships. It's I think AI is definitely growing in interest, but what it will end up achieving is still yet to be known.
Mm-hmm. And then the final one, 58% of travelers are willing to pay more to travel responsibly if they know how the funds are being used. Yeah, I would think so too. If you're going to be paying more, I want to know, or I want to make sure that the money is going to where it's supposed to be going.
Right. So yeah, travelers have expressed a strong desire for deeper knowledge and assistance in making more informed decisions. And with 30% saying that they're encouraged to travel more responsibly, if they had a clear understanding of their options and guidance from a trusted source, such as your professional travel advisor, to help them get started. And again, this is nice to see, because a few years ago, it really wasn't at the forefront how to travel more responsibly. And it's not, you know, known or viewed as an obligation or forced necessity, but an opportunity for travelers to use their purchasing power to make a positive impact while creating lifelong memories.
Exactly. So some interesting findings again. It's a Virtuoso Travelers Survey. You can probably find it on the Virtuoso website. And any other thoughts you want to add in there?
Well, just again, the importance of using a professional travel advisor, because they can serve as a influencing factor in guiding you to make informed choices and, you know, crafting tailored experiences that hopefully will exceed your expectations.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Onenta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onenta Forbes. OnentaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onenta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.